Skipper on Nova.
Pokemon, never really got into it.
It's just the theme song.
It's not bad, is it? My two boys got into it. They collected the cards for a while, but they've sort of gone off Pokemon now. I know the Pokemon game and how big it was. There's a Pokemon movie out at the moment as well. How much is that movie made, Tom? Yeah, that's doing really well.
Pokemon Detective Pikachu, just in its first day, made $20
million. $20 million in its first day. Is that good? I don't think that's
It doesn't
good.
Sound
yeah,
that
it's
good.
It's not blowing me away.
Yeah.
Similar to when the game was released and I saw the craze take off, Tommy, that didn't blow me away. I think the highlight for me was when the Pokemon craze happened and people were trying to catch Pikachus and they would all meet in a group spot because there was a high-scoring bloody Pikachu to get and they were meeting in apartment blocks and people were just throwing eggs out their windows.
Well, see, this is the thing. There's a new Pokemon game coming out, a new mobile game, and I'm just wondering, the last one I thought only went, well, the craze was what, for about 4 months?
Yeah, it took over the world.
It took over the world. Like, people were crashing cars. They're in their cars trying to catch Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Question I want to ask and pose to people out there, 13, 24, 10, if you are still playing Pokemon. The old Pokemon game.
And are they still out there? Like, once you've caught them all? I mean, there was a couple of people here at work that got carried away. I mean, Snitchy, who works on the show, he was just Pokemon mad, wasn't he? Him and his wife.
Yep.
They would be hunting at night for a Pikachu. Not to mention Sean, who used to work here.
Sean was as well.
You know, he was our boss, and we'd try and do a midday meeting. No way. He was on his lunch break chasing Pokemons.
We've had a good call. We've got a good call here from a good mate of ours as well, Dylan Lewis. Dylan, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. What do you want to know? Do you want to talk to me about my music knowledge or something? Is that why we're talking?
No,
mate. No, we want to talk
about... When you got the big music questions, you come to the D-Man, isn't that right?
You hosted Recovery. I know how much... You've interviewed me before. I know how much you know about your music, but I know your passion for Pokemon and how much it's taken over your life. Are you still playing the old game, Dylan?
Mate, I am a grown man. I'm nearly 60 years of age.
Oh.
I've got children, I've got responsibilities. That Pokemon Go game, which came out nearly 3 years ago now, yes, I'm still playing it, and I'm still playing it every day. And it's not really playing it, it's more living it.
Oh,
it's become a lifestyle.
So are you honestly playing it every day still? No one's playing it anymore.
Do you know what? You calling up me on my phone has irritated me because I'm in the middle of playing Pokemon right now. It's on all the time. I kid you not.
What Pokemon's around you at the moment, Dylan? Who are you tracing down?
At the moment, there's a lot of Pokemon out that are celebrating the release of the new movie.
Okay, cool,
which I saw the other day, and it's the best movie I've ever seen.
Oh,
it's probably it's as good as Star Wars. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, no, that is huge.
Hang up on him.
That is massive.
That is ridiculous.
Dylan, get back to your family and also get back to your job as well. You're about to go on air. Thanks for joining us. Let's go to Monique's giving us a call from Mount Annan. Now, you still play Pokemon Go and go on the Nintendo, Monique?
I do. Good morning, guys. I'm actually on my way to the work at the moment, so I get the train every morning, and every train station there is a Pokestop that you spin. So you get items and you get gifts that you can send to friends. So I'm on that every morning, catching the Pokemon here and there when it comes up.
Is there still a community out there, Monique, where you can meet people and play?
Yeah, there is. I'm part of two. One is the Camden Campbelltown MacArthur group.
Yeah, awesome.
Wow.
And Monique.
And then, they do one for like every, there's three teams. So there'll be a group of people just for one certain team that you can battle. That way, you know, your team is the hierarchy. And
do you have a boyfriend at all, Monique, or...?
I do.
And does he like chasing Pokemon?
No, look, he lost interest after a couple months. Yeah. I made him start playing so we could spend quality time together.
Yep.
But no, he's not interested
anymore.
See,
I told you, it's still full on, the popularity. They're going to cash in again here. There's
going to
be another game that's going to come out. And you know what? It'll prick my ears up for
I think you should give it a go. You should give the new Pokemon a go. You and Monique should get the train together and see if you can find any Pokemon activity.
Just keep spinning Pokemon at every stop.
Spin it and see what you can find.
Dylan's still into it as well. I'm going to take the kids to go see the new Pokemon movie.
Yeah,
they're really
don't,
interested.
Don't get them involved in the game.
Ryan Reynolds is Pikachu, mate.
Mate, it doesn't matter. Don't get them involved in the game because they're going to be living with their head down, walking around. They're meant to be at footy training and there they are looking for a yellow monster around the corner of a building.
Fair call. Everything's going really well until you fly unconscious while you're a pilot. Now, this has happened to a bloke down in Adelaide. He was training. He wanted to get, obviously, his pilot's licence. And it's an interesting one. Oh, I've never really fainted too much. I've been knocked out a couple of times on the footy field. But this guy was unconscious for 40 minutes while he was up in the plane.
Bit of an issue. I mean, you want to make sure your autopilot's on before you pass out in an aeroplane. That'd be handy.
The flight school now requires students to record their sleep patterns and meals after the pilot reported that he had not eaten breakfast before a flight. Oh, that's a tough one. During the flight, the pilot only consumed a bottle of Gatorade, some water, and a chocolate bar during the stopover in Port Augusta. That's where you used to work, mate.
I love it.
Have they got good chocolate bars in Port Augusta?
Yeah, and they do a great breakfast. I don't know why he didn't stop there. I mean, I don't think anybody that's on their way to work right now and they're driving in their car and they haven't had a chance to have breakfast because they ran out the door, no one's falling unconscious in the car. Like, you don't just slip into it because you haven't had a piece of toast. Like, what's going on with this guy?
So air traffic control made several attempts to contact the pilot. Then there was another pilot who was training. He was sort of next to him, so he flew a bit closer and said, well, he's on auto. He's looking okay. He was out for 40 minutes, and then all of a sudden, he's popped up.
Can I suggest...
I'm in the plane. I'll come and land it, guys.
He didn't fall unconscious. He just had a snooze.
Do you reckon he's had a kip?
He's had a kip.
No, I don't think that your heart is so low that you go, you know what, this is a perfect time to have a kip.
I'm absolutely buggered. It's beautiful up here. Not a worry in the world. Autopilot's on. I'll see you in 40.
40 minutes, but fainting for 40 minutes is, I think that's where you got to freak out a bit when you get back.
Don't they call it a ghost plane, Tommy?
Oh,
when the
pilot's
kind of incapacitated and it's just kind of going nowhere.
It just keeps flying till it runs out of fuel.
Well, Tommy, you've left a couple of ghosties on planes.
Well,
that's a different thing altogether.
Ashley in Lethbridge Park, where did you fall unconscious?
I fainted at a middle of the market, packed Parkley Market.
Oh, and no. What, you just went bang, hit the deck?
No, I was walking after we had something to eat. My partner had hold of me, and next thing, apparently my mother-in-law turned around and he was dragged me. I'd completely passed out.
What? Why, Ash? Do you know why you passed out?
I found out 3 months later I was pregnant at the time.
Oh, as long as you didn't hit your head, Ash. You don't want to hit your head and you don't want to have a short skirt on if you're hitting the ground, you know what I mean?
No, it was actually a cold day, so I had long pants.
Thank God. Always wear your good undies in case you pass out or get hit by a bus.
Let's go to Blacktown now. Eva, what tell us about your young fella.
Yeah, so my son passed out on the toilet.
Okay. How old is he, Eva?
He's about 10 at the time.
I mean, you're really straining, aren't you, if you're, blacking out?
I mean, can that be linked to your cooking or...?
Good question.
Look, I'm not taking any responsibility.
So, Eva, did you find him passed out or did he wake up and freak out?
Yeah, no, I found him passed out. I did, yeah. And then I took him to the hospital.
Oh. Everything's all right, I take it, Eva?
It was fine, yeah. He was just constipated.
He's on the toilet.
They thought Elvis had passed out, didn't they? Checked his heart, checked his hamburger.
Done it again.
Still in his white outfit.
Far out.
Oh, I love it. He's having
a snooze, dropped 5 kilos and he's passed out again.
He's been in there for 5 days now, guys. Do you reckon we should check on Elvis?
Priscilla said, nah, this is it. This is the big one. He's not coming back from this one.
I'd be so angry if I died on the dunny.
Oh,
last movement. That's it. The last thing Elvis released was into the bowl.
Wasn't there an article that came out and said that people say that the most peaceful way to die is drowning?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're in the water and it's peaceful. But no, it's not. It's such a struggle before
but
you die.
But apparently when you breathe in water, like when your lungs fill with water, it becomes a little bit hallucinative, if that's a word, and you kind of drift into a dreamlike state before you die. You know what? Back in the olden days, if you were sentenced to death, but it was a lenient type of punishment, you would be granted death by drowning, instead of one of the nasty old crucifixions or something. The guy stick his head in a bucket of water. He wasn't a bad lad, but we still got to kill him.
Oh.
That's what they'd do.
I don't think.
Get the bucket. Steve's a really good guy.
There's no transcripts that say that that was said.
Some more history with Michael Whipley.
Awesome. Might have been a bucket. Yeah, probably a trough. Would have been a trough.
Something you haven't phoned it at the moment, have you? Do you know one thing I'm a little bit down about? And I know that, what are you doing? What, you
no,
got
no.
For me?
I wanted to talk to PK quickly, and Blackturn has called through on Bill Shorten's wife's name. We know it as Chloe, but it's actually spelt C-L-O-T-H-I-L-D-E. How do you pronounce that, PK?
It's actually pronounced Clotilde. It's a Spanish name.
Oh, Clotilde. Do you know a Clotilde, PK?
Yeah, my wife's auntie's name's Clotilde.
So we got
it was always strange to say.
We've got a couple in Australia, which is great. Which would have been shortened to Chloe anyway.
Clotilde. You've got to be careful how you say
that. I like that one. Let's stick on the election. It's this Saturday. And I tell you what's the one colour that you're sick of at the moment, everybody?
Yellow?
Yellow, correct.
Make Australia eat again.
Oh, $60 million Clive Palmer has spent on advertising.
$60 million.
And I have not taken any notice at all what comes out of his mouth.
You wouldn't suggest there's a whole lot of people donating to the Australia Party. So you would say that Clive's just stuck his hand into the hip pocket.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's all come from him. It's not like there's a huge team of the wealthier part of the nation saying, well, I'll tell you where my money's going, because that's money well spent.
Well, he's got page 2 and 3 of the Daily Telegraph today. He's on the homepage of news.com.au.
He's dominating.
When is the cutoff point, Tommy?
Thursday night, I believe. You can't advertise.
I told you that he'd taken out ads on YouTube, didn't I? So when an ad, like when a clip finishes on YouTube, we watch it on TV the entire time with whatever the kids are watching, an ad comes up and it's just Clive Palmer on Australian Story.
Yeah.
So it just rolls into 35 minutes of Clive showing you around his home and telling the story of Clive Palmer.
But see, this is the thing. It's $60 million, right? And there's a reason why he's doing it, because if he does get some power into the government, he obviously wants to build a new mine, and he'll be doing everything that he can to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that turns that $60 million, if he does get this mine, turns it into $6 billion.
Yep.
So for him, it's a small investment to get more money. One thing I'm disappointed about, he hasn't really advertised too much with Nova, Tom, has he? We don't really hear him that much.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not.
Leno, have you got Clive Palmer rapping? I mean, he rapped against myself not long ago and can rap too. That took us by surprise.
I mean, we did get Clive on. We promoted Clive by getting him on for Rap of the Week. But I don't think he did himself any favours.
He didn't need to spend, Tommy. He came in with his rap lyrics and he's ready to go.
His rap rated very well online, despite it being a bit questionable, to be honest.
Big week for Clive. Huge week. Absolutely massive week, obviously, with the election on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you think that he would be flat out, just ringing people, can you get an ad on? I need this.
This
I need
week
to do that.
Is handshakes and holding babies. It's kissing babies.
That's why it's been a little bit weird when someone put up on social media a photo of Clive eating at an Italian restaurant with his family in Fiji.
He's in Fiji?
He's in Fiji.
Voila!
He's having a bit of a holiday before he comes back for the election on Saturday.
I've done my bit. I've spent my 60. See you in Fiji.
That is unbelievable. So the biggest week of your life into this election.
It's like before you get married,
smashing
Dave.
Some carbonara in Fiji,
which is
known for its carbonara.
Oh, famous for it. The Fijians do a carbonara like nothing else.
The thing is, though, he doesn't understand. I mean, he's a fair dinkum Australian, Clive, and he's over there and he's not really understanding the locals. Because when they say bulla to him, he thinks that they're saying goodbye.
Bulla.
Goodbye.
Bulla.
Goodbye.
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 Bula.
Goodbye, bye bye.
Bula.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bula.
Twiddle twee.
So what was that part?
Twiddle doo. Twiddle doo.
Is how he sends off to all his mates.
So hopefully you're enjoying your Fiji trip. But Clive, please get back here and spend some more money.
Look, God, it's Clive Palmer on the attack.
Oh.
I'm in better shape than Fitz was at fullback.
Oh.
People have spoken. They want Clive Palmer. We want the leadership, but Whipper wants a parmigiana.
What? A parmigiana?
He was meant to say parmigiana.
Parmigiana, yeah, I got it.
The other thing as well.
Just read the sheet.
Just some good just news. Sheet, good news for everyone.
Yeah.
The Titanic 2 is still going ahead.
We asked him about this the other day. He's kind of dodged the Titanic question for a long time.
There's a company overseas in Europe that is building it, and that they've rung the guy and he said, no, we're still going ahead with the Titanic 2.
Just, I hope so.
And it's blown out to $1 billion to build.
Money well spent.
They haven't stopped production on it. They're still building it. So it's not like he's gone cease all...
You reckon it's a bit of a one-trip wonder? Like, once that maiden voyage is made of the Titanic and that's kind of played out, everyone will go, yeah, we know the story.
Just talk a bit slow. It's a quite, boat. It's quite haunting hearing you talk over this music. Yeah. Yeah. Just talk a little bit more.
Jack.
Well, we did a Jack and Rose video.
Don't let me go.
Oh. Remember you were on a plank of wood when we went down to the Ian Thorpe Pool down the road here? That plank of wood didn't... That
no, I was on a, it was a door, mate. I was on a door. We were reenacting the scene, and it was quite accurate.
Mm.
You kept making fat jokes. Rose right. wasn't
this
fat.
Is the nasty game.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Believe, but I got some tricks up my wizard's sleeve.
You weren't a very good-looking Rose, and I tell you what, I'm glad we didn't do the new portrait, Tom.
That's next, Tom. Sometimes you just got to say it's time to move on.
Hey, actually, just before you do that with your house as well, what's happened? Matty DeGroote up on the bridge at the moment. We've got some protesters.
Well, they're actually under the bridge. There's some abseilers.
Under the bridge?
Yeah, so they've abseiled from the pedestrian crossing down. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of Greenpeace protesters. They've
How
got
do
a
you
sign.
Get over that railing?
You abseil over it, to be honest.
Wow. So what
you climb up it, you hook yourself on and you go down, which is where they are. And they've got a sign demanding Scott Morrison declare climate change an emergency and make it a major focus piece for Australia.
Traffic interruption?
Not really. No, because the pedestrian...
Thoughtful.
They're on the pedestrian lane. There was one lane shut earlier, but all traffic's getting through. But if you do see police cars and whatnot around, because they are obviously there trying to talk them down or up again. That's what's going on the Harbour Bridge.
All right, there you go. Guys, I'm selling my house. It's too small.
Unrelated.
Completely unrelated. Completely.
Great segue.
Thank you, Matt DeGroote, for leading me in. I appreciate the warm-up. Yeah, kids are riding the bikes around the old kitchen table. It's time to try and find something bigger. It's a tricky one. In terms of preparing your house for an open for inspection, what lengths do you go to, 13, 24, 10? I mean, it's
so fairly... So is this the whole house or just a certain quarters?
The left wing.
Right,
the west,
okay,
the west
left
wing.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's the whole house, mate. Not a huge place, but a cosy place. Really family friendly.
Oh, this is the ad.
162 square
this
metres.
This is the ad.
Not a big joint at all. Beautiful little patio.
Are you doing the things, because I remember when we were selling our place growing up, you have to put the coffee roast on and if you can bake some bread, because apparently in light candles, those aromas seem to make it feel homely.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like I said to
Did
Lisa.
Did a couple of sandwich artists to come in and cook up a couple of footlongs in the oven.
Tommy said
the
I
smell
was
smell a Subway as you walk in.
Tommy said I was crazy. I thought I could just do a barbecue out the back.
But you
I'll
will
cook
burn
the barbie.
You'll burn everything. The house
no,
will
I
be
won't.
Full of smoke.
And then it's like, hi guys, come along, have a snag, wander around. Main bedrooms upstairs.
I don't think the smell of a barbie is an inviting smell.
But more
to
of a hosting
house.
Role. Like I'm more of a host than just a barbecue cooker. Like
so you want to be there when the open home's on to
serve
people.
Yeah, show us through the second bathroom.
You would too.
What about that bedroom?
Just playing your podcast in the background. hey guys, listen to this bit. anyway, upstairs, got two bedrooms. Have a good one, guys.
Grab a snag, you idiots. Enjoy your time.
Thanks for coming along. Who would like to hear a riddle?
What is... All right, before you go. Right, man walks into a house. Maybe this... I said to Lisa, let's get a donut-making machine. Like the smell of fresh donuts or a croissant in the oven. A
lot of work.
How good is that?
Yeah, but a donut-making machine, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, but it sets a feel, doesn't it? Where you go, we could do anything in this house.
Well, it's burning. It's burning oil, isn't it?
It's not burning anything. What about artwork in your house?
Well, I could come around and do a Jackson Pollock.
You're more of a pro heart type of guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not so much the wall, you're more of a floor type of guy.
Oh, Mr. Whitfley, what have you done?
What a mess.
What a mess.
Sonia, hello.
Hi.
You've sold your house, have you? What did you do?
Yeah, we I baked the cinnamon tea cake and had that just coming out of the oven and had fresh coffee sitting there waiting and had make sure we had lots of friends and family in the house. So it looked like plenty of people were interested. So
That's not bad at all. I mean, I even thought, what if we did like a red room at my house?
Oh, rightio, mate.
And come on, guys, have a look through the bedroom. There's Billy Eilish. There's Guy Sebastian in the third bedroom. He's doing a couple of numbers. And, you know, it becomes an experience more than just to poke your head in the room.
It'd be unlike you to leverage Nova for your own personal gain, you know, having an office in the building.
Charles,
here.
Hello, mate. Welcome to the show. What did you do?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good,
I put
Charles.
In some scents, like perfumes, Chanel number 5 in the bathroom,
that's
and cool water in the men's sort of bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and And what's the other
That'll do.
See, you know, the other one as well.
Vanilla in the kitchen.
Oh, vanilla in the kitchen. Sure.
Another one to do as well, Charles, is go to a friend's house and steal their Aesop bottles.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then you just fill it up with the cheap stuff.
Yep.
But it looks like, whoa.
But it can't work, right? If you walked into a house that you didn't like, you wouldn't smell a cinnamon donut and actually go, you know what? This is the house that I want.
I'm going
if it's got a kitchen that you want and a bathroom that you like and the bedrooms that you need and a car park that you need, that's what's going to sell your house.
And the donut. Darren, hello. What did you do?
Yeah. G'day, guys. Look, I do fragrancing or ambient scenting for a living, and I will tell you that fragrancing can sell just about anything. Create the dwell time, leave the lasting effect, and also has the ability to bring back memory re-enhancement. So when they do smell that, they go, oh, that was like the house I just came from. But also, what I'd like to do, I'm going to offer that services free to Fitzy if he wants to sell his house and do ambient scenting in his house.
Well, good luck with your house, mate. I didn't know yours was on the market.
You know what? I might put it up now as well, Darren, if you're doing that. Darren, can you give us one fragrance that makes people feel comfortable when they're going through a house, Darren?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie hot bread.
Right, yeah.
Can you put that in a bottle, can you, Darren?
Most definitely. We pump it through shopping centres, through different stores and everything.
Wow, okay.
I work for one of the largest scenting companies in Australia, which is called Rentokil Initial or Initial Premium Scenting.
Nailed it.
And, yeah, we'd be quite happy to lend our services to you for free to try and sell your house.
Jeez, if you can make my entire house smell like a chopped chip cookie, then I'm in, big
guy. You won't leave the house.
We've taken it off the market.
Just quickly before we go as well, just on the art, right? I've been thinking about it quite a bit. Would you let us... Okay, Tommy, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we do paint roulette? Right, okay, so this is you get one painting, we get a wheel in, and we get to choose what paintings. One big painting that you put up on your wall. My suggestion are the dogs playing snooker or playing a game of pool.
Yep.
One piece of art that you have to put in the house while you're selling the house.
Just to set the mood. Do you know what I was thinking? We don't have anything above our bed. Like, it's just a blank wall.
What about
something could go there?
The gift that Nova gave you for your 10-year anniversary.
That's not bad.
The hand-drawn...
Sketch
of you.
Well, look like Mark Beretta.
No, what about this one? What about, like, the Renaissance...
Like a nude?
You know, what's the one where God's reaching out and touching
Michelangelo,
the God?
Yeah.
So
Sistine
why don't we
Chapel.
Put your head on Michelangelo and you're...
awesome. Pointing out to Matt DeGroote.
Pointing out to God, saying...
Mother
three,
you.
Two, one, sold. Sold to that man over there.
Let's do it. Okay, tomorrow. So
art
painting roulette.
Okay, what
paint
can
roulette.
We put above the bed?
Art roulette.
Three, two, one, sold.
This is great.
You're an idiot.
All right, Tommy, get onto that one.
Lock it in.
It's just, can I just take a deep breath?
Go on.
Because it's always a pleasure to get this man in the studio. We've learnt so much. He's taken us under his wing over the years. It is the magnificent Richard Wiggins!
Thank you very much. Please, sit down.
Just that aroma of cheap aftershave.
No, it's not, mate.
It's just amazing.
That's 65 years of success.
Oh, wow.
Is that how old you are, mate?
Is that what it smells like? Goodness me. Stitch Up Tuesday. Here we go.
No, it's not. You know we love you to death, and we always love getting you in. You're in for headline off today. Are you a little bit nervous about that?
I am, as a matter of fact. It's a little out of my comfort zone, but, you know, we'll give it a whirl.
How was your weekend, Dickie? You're out and about. Now,
very good.
One thing you and I share in common is that we love a kiss on the lips from Matty DeGroote's mum, Gail.
Oh, wasn't that great? Yeah, she's a lovely lady, mate.
Isn't she?
Nothing upset me more than I didn't get on camera the moment that you and Gail shared a lip kiss to send it to Whip because he thinks he is the number one lip kisser in Gail DeGroote's eyes.
I wasn't actually expecting the lips, to be honest.
She came in. She comes in hot.
Do you remember that ad? Do you remember that beer ad, Tui's Extra Drive, the tongue, and it goes around?
That's Gail's tongue.
Gail's lips were like that when she saw Dickie walking into the room the other day.
I was ready for the cheek, but...
You know, no, she finds a way.
I think the record is five from Fitzy one night.
That was at the wedding, at Matt's wedding. I went in five times.
Real lips
and
every
then,
time.
And Matt hadn't even walked down the aisle yet.
It's the day before.
Classic stuff. Hey, Dickie, you know, you have been on air for a long time. Have there been moments that you didn't know you were back live on air? Did you see it happen to David Campbell? It happened a weekend today.
Oh, I didn't see that. What happened?
Okay, here's the audio.
Into what?
Into what? There's nothing there. There's nothing on air.
What it crashed?
Guys, there's nothing on air.
We're black.
That was black screen for 10 seconds.
Still this on. Is like the worst thing that can ever happen.
Wait, is this really happening?
We've gone to black.
Yep. Welcome to finals week.
Run a Lego Masters promo. Do you know what, though?
I love it.
We're here to announce it was a Fitzy Whipper stitch up on DC.
Never do that.
Would you do that to him?
But have you ever come back, you didn't know you were live on air, Dickie, you were doing your hair or putting on more makeup?
Oh, probably.
That would have happened a couple of times.
Quite often if we've got a new producer or someone who's down on the floor bringing us down something, you know, I'll often just turn to the camera and go, welcome back, will you, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, just to stitch him up.
And just to stitch up the producer, you know, welcome to television.
Which is always a good one.
Which is always fun. Mm.
That is great. Now, headline off. You just told me before the interview this is one of your favourite segments on radio.
Love it, love it. Well, all of your segments are my favourites.
Thanks, mate. Yeah,
so this is where we give you a topical story, Dickie, and then you've got to give us your best headline. Now, I know you've only been in here for 5-10 minutes and you didn't have much time to prepare these, but how are you feeling?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Up against Matty DeGree. He's the news, you know, guru.
Very generous.
Are these staying in the entertainment space or are we... So these are entertainment news.
Oh, you've got a beautiful voice. What's a magnificent voice.
Are you more nervous about the headline off or when you performed as Richard Wilde at our party not long ago?
No, that was that was pretty nervous.
Do you still watch that back? Because you were in your element.
You've still got it.
All right. What? Have you and Ginny watched it in bed? You on stage?
Oh, no.
That's a
the
yes.
answer to that question is no. Negative.
Amazing.
All right, here's a question for you, Dickie. Here's a question, and I reckon I know the answer. Have you ever written a love song to
anybody?
Yeah, of
course I have. I used to be a singer-songwriter back in the day. Dickie, don't think you're ever going to get your hands on any of that stuff.
No, please, can Dickie? We... Because we've been doing it all week. Andy Lee wrote a song for Lily Allen
that we heard
during the week.
Yeah, I didn't know about it. Now I'm
sure you will. Which is massive. And
you left me here. Don't know if it's got the punch. What it is that
fills your days. Well, I just hope that you... So that was
never Andy singing.
Have you got the country song there, Leno? This is one of our favourites. You're the barley in my queue and you're the apple in
my stew. You're the stubby in my shorts. It's a guy called Paul. And the naughty in my thoughts. I'm the bloke who wants to put the tick
right in the box. I've got ants in my pants for you. Yeah, Paul, he wrote that.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's also ants. That was also Andy Lee.
No, he's a listener. He's a listener and he wrote that for his wife.
Well, that's nice.
Who did you write it for?
Just for the world, Whipper.
No. There must have been one woman in mind at the time.
Sadly, the world wasn't listening.
Was there one title of a song that you wrote for a girl?
There was one called Ever Since I Felt You Slipping Away.
Oh!
It was half a hit in New Zealand.
Yeah. Was that for an ex who was just about to pass away, was it?
Dickie.
Wow.
Oh, here's the question. Does a recording of either of these songs exist?
Yes, but you are never going to get your scrubby little fingers on them.
We will track these down.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will. Richard.
There's a safe out by one of your pools somewhere at your house. And if you can crack the code, the music lives.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Dickie, you're up against Matty DeGroote next for the headline off. I give you a topical story. You give us your best headline. Matty, you're going to have to show him how to do it next, mate, 100%. Just to kick it off. You ready to go,
Dickie?
Yep.
All right. Well, stick around. Don't go anywhere. The headline off next. We have the magnificent Richard Wilkins from the Today Show. He is in here with Matty DeGroote. It's time for the headline off.
Yeah. Well, Matt DeGroote's job is to read out headlines. Yeehaw! He's not that great at it, but gets it right sometimes.
I'm Dickie the Donkey.
Dickie Wilkins is about to rip out his spine. Well, metaphorically, with some headlines.
This is it. Mate, there's a lot of things that you regret saying on this show, don't you?
Yes.
So do you know how this works, Dickie? Do you want MDG to set the tone here?
Yeah, set the tone.
All right.
Okay, Matty, you're going first.
Sure.
Your first topical story is... Everyone's still talking about Kim and Kanye having baby number 4 by surrogate over the weekend. Kim and Kanye had baby number 4 by surrogate over the weekend.
Sure. This is Nova. The first was North, now the fourth, but this one breezy for Kim and Yeezy.
Oh! That's pretty good.
pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah. Not bad.
Well done. So far, so good, Matt.
So well done, judging this.
You're in the lead at the moment.
I'll point to you when you've got to come in, Dickie. You ready to go?
Yeah, ready
here we go.
Ready to go, ready. This is Nova. All right, this is music to my ears. A new Kardashian keeps Dickie in a job for a few more years.
How? Explain to me, Tom, if he wins this one, how?
Punchy delivery.
He's not punchy. He started talking. I mean, it sounded like a segment on the Today Show. Yeah,
it was very natural.
Thanks for watching.
And well done, Dickie. You've got that one.
Well done.
What chance do
Dickie,
I have?
You can go first on this one.
Okay.
Drake reveals massive $185 million private plane converted from a Boeing 767. So he's just converted a $185 million private plane. Give us your best headline.
All right. This is Nova. Desperate Drake goes into debt buying Whippers private jet.
Oh!
Only paid 100 for it. The idiots dropped 185. You're all idiots.
Yep, you'll be up for capital gains tax.
Good luck, NDG. Here we go.
This is Nova.
Draking in the cash, Hotline Bling now has wings.
Draking in the cash.
Catchy. Just. You get it there, Matt.
Unbelievable.
We're going to a tiebreaker.
Who would have thought?
God, that happens every time. Here we go. Matty DeGroot, last story. Kate Middleton and Prince William haven't met baby Archie, who is now a week old. Kate Middleton, Prince William haven't met Archie. This
is Nova. Yet to give the Earl a whirl, Royal Feud hits little dude.
That is not bad.
Not bad. Very good.
All right, Dickie, you ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, here we go. This
is Nova. Forget the baby clothes and all the cake tins. All Archie really wants is a good bottle of gin.
Dickie, you've done it. In the can, Dickie.
How he leaves every conversation with a bottle of gin.
Dickie, do you know what? We have got a prize for you too.
What have you got?
Might be more of a surprise.
Have you got?
What?
Awesome.
Oh no.
We've tracked down the unheard audio of ever since I felt you slipping away.
You have.
Have we, Tom?
Yeah, we've got it. It's in front of me.
Where'd you get it from,
Where
Tom?
Someone has just sent it to us.
Oh,
and we've loaded it into the system. I haven't heard it yet, I must admit.
Look at his face. Look at Dickie's face.
You have not. There's only one copy left.
This is great.
Oh, I've got it. What?
And you'll hear it next.
Stick around. Tommy, are you joking?
No. It's here in front of me.
Oh, this is awesome.
Richard Wilkins.
Can you tell us who sent it through? So just to make Dickie sweat even more?
Casey Cool has sent it in.
Oh,
do you know Casey Cool?
Casey Cool is a lady who, with her mum, live in Queensland, and they come to all the things, and they have collected all my stuff over the years.
Casey Cool!
Casey, what are you doing, Casey?
Do not go anywhere. Dickie's going to reveal the song that he wrote. What's the name of it again?
Ever since I felt you slipping away.
It was my first ever record.
Oh,
Casey.
Awesome. We're going to hear it next.
Casey, cool.
Happy Tuesday, Sydney. It's even better now because Richard Wilkins has stuck around. Congratulations. Dickie's just beating Matty DeGroote in the headline off. Great effort, mate.
That's past news.
That's not the story. That is not
Dickie,
the story.
Dickie, this is unbelievable. So you just revealed to us that you wrote a couple of love songs back in the day. One of them was called Ever Since I Felt You Slipping Away.
It was my first ever record that was released in New Zealand.
Who did you write the song for? What was her name?
Actually, my manager at the time kind of co-wrote the song with me.
Right. Yep.
But it's
don't
me,
handball
it's
it.
Me singing it and playing the violin on it.
You can play the violin?
This is great.
What was the girl's name?
There's no girl.
Come on, mate.
It's just a generic love song.
You're such a
I don't think you really want to play it. Seriously.
You've got a lot of listeners.
Yeah, and you want to keep them.
We have some of the best listeners in the world. Casey Cool contacted us as soon as she heard us talking about this.
So she's just a huge Richard Wilkins
song.
Fan.
Loves Dickie. Richard, she said, "I love Richard. I really want the world to hear this music."
Oh, this is great.
This is from 1977.
Oh, I was only one.
I wasn't born. I was an itch in the old man's pants.
This is it. Oh,
so this is an exclusive.
Dickie,
I would say.
And can
are you ready?
Hey, can you do us a favour?
Yeah,
can you introduce the song as if you're on Smooth?
Oh, you are so uncomfortable, right? You poor fella.
Look at him. He's got his arms crossed. He can't believe
you didn't
this.
Sign up for this.
You're serious?
Yeah. You got to do
just
it.
Just a couple of bars.
Yeah,
right?
Just a little bit. A
couple of seconds.
Thanks for listening today here on Smooth FM. Now we have a fledgling artist from New Zealand back in the late 70s by the name of Richard Wilde and his debut single, Ever Since I Felt You, Slipping Away.
I felt you slipping away.
Ever since I felt my music career slipping away.
Thanks, Fitzy.
What was it say? Coming down like an afternoon rain?
Shower, yeah.
Afternoon shower.
What was that bit? Was that their violin?
It's a little reggae violin. Oh, man.
Wasn't that an
never
absolute
again.
Treat?
Casey Cool, never again.
Has Ginny heard that one,
amazing.
Mate?
No, she hasn't. No one's heard
she
that.
She will, mate.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Is.
All right. Do you want to re-record it? Should we do another version?
That is unbelievable,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, it is.
The things that you share with us on this show are just amazing, mate. I don't know if there's anything more that we need to find out.
No, I've got
to
go.
Any celebrity stories? Or?
No. All right.
Nothing at all, mate.
The 1985 Adelaide Grand Prix.
Apologies, everybody.
Nothing to do with Ayers Rock or... Okay. Alrighty,
all right, look
go.
At the time. We. She wins.
Jiggy, good time. You win.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See you, mate.
Yeah, bye.
Rest easy.
Thanks, man.
Can I bring something up? And I don't want to shame my wife on air. I feel like this is the speech that I'd get from my dad when I'd do something wrong. And he'd say, you know what, mate? I'm not angry.
16 out of 100.
I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, you're better than that. Yeah. That was the line I would get. You're better than that. And my dad? Yeah, you are. I'm hoping you are.
I always thought the silent treatment was way more powerful than
anything
else.
Yeah, I never really got that. You could tell when he was angry. I remember I pierced my own ear once.
Oh,
like up the top, like one of those ones that like a ring up the top, and I stuck this huge needle through this thick bit of my ear.
Was that before or after the butterfly enclosure?
Yeah. After the butterfly enclosure,
was
that
it
was more of a...
Did your sisters do it on the couch while watching Sex in the City?
Well, yeah, I think we're watching the Sex in the City, and also we just made some scrunchies for the stall that I was operating Sunday morning at the front of the house.
Yeah.
Made them on the Janome. Anyway, I pierced my ear. We went out for dinner. Dad hadn't seen it because I had longer hair. I was probably 15 or 16. Mm. And I showed Dad. And he turned to the waitress and said, "Can I get a double scotch on the rocks? No son of mine will have an earring."
Oh,
that was the end of it. Furious. Yeah. And at that moment, he was disappointed. You're better than that. Yesterday, my wife at a small park known in Sydney, I was playing with the two kids. Now, I'm not sure if I've brought this up on air or not, but my wife's been caught out before. Where she needed to do number ones, needed to do a little wee-wee, a little piddle, and couldn't get to the bathroom, so she just found a little bush not too far from the playground, and she did a wee-wee.
No, Lisa is such
bush.
A classy and sophisticated woman. No way that's true.
And caught out, wasn't long after having kids, and thought, I need to go right now.
It's not, what kind of park is it? It's not just a park that you're involved with or anything, is it?
Who knows, mate?
No just way she would do that at a park that you're...
an ambassador for a park.
To the park. That's to the park.
That's how seriously she's taking that ambassador role.
You know what? Stepped up yesterday. Ted.
What, number two?
Was at the playground.
Not Lisa, mate.
I'm sure she can find the toilet for that.
Where do you step up from there? What is she doing?
She's,
you know what happened next? She stepped up again.
She walked into the head office, pulled out the top drawer. Ted needed the toilet really, really quickly.
And for kids, it is at that moment.
Yeah, because I've told you too, I've been doing the one, right, because the kids are toilet training and, you know, now they do a wee by themselves. I do the classic where I look away, I'll say to Ted, go and do a wee. Like we're down at Bondi the other day. I said, go and do a wee on the light pole because he needed to do a wee. And then he'll go over, pull his pants down, and then my public reaction is, oh, Ted, no, oh, mate.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Just to highlight to everyone who's not looking that he's doing something.
You can't do that, so you finish now. So anyway, we'll move on from that.
And a big hello to everyone in Bondi this morning. Thanks so much.
Big shout out.
Look, if a copper, you know how you can get arrested for
public
for
display?
Public and doing
what
that.
What is it? Exposure.
Can they do that with a child?
Nah.
If the cops bust you?
No way. It's toilet training.
It's a warning.
Toilet training is a public thing. So yesterday,
I don't know if that's the law.
At the park, under the same bush where my wife had already committed a crime, she took my son and he released a couple of baby brown bears back into the wild.
There's so many around Centennial Park.
Doesn't matter what park it was. Who knows what park it was? No one knows.
There's toilets.
And there she was, holding poor Ted by the hands as he bent over with his little bear bum pointing to the ground.
We know the procedure.
All of a sudden he was relieved and we went on and played in the park as normal.
Well, see,
I just...
There's big fines for dogs. If you don't pick up your dog, you get these huge fines.
I would prefer if you picked Ted up, right, from behind with his bum cheeks clenched together and walked him to the bathroom.
That's a big get for Lee. She weighs 48 kilos.
Yeah, and he's weighing in at about 23. So when you're carrying your kid and you're holding up like Simba, like everything the light touches is our kingdom, and you're trying to hold his bum together.
I know boot camp is hard, but this is the hardest exercise
the
I've done.
The point I'm making is, go and get a dog.
Okay, ladies, pick up your kids by the bum cheeks. 2 kilometres is the nearest toilet.
Keep them tight if I see any poop. I mean, go and get a plastic bag from the doggy zone, right?
Yes.
And do that.
Like, I agree with you.
Put the bag on his bum or something. Mm.
So is it still... Is it still... You could be in a bit of trouble here.
There'd be a law against that.
Thank God this is a team meeting planning for tomorrow.
I know, because we'd never bring it up on air. Australia's Got Talent exclusive. It was an utter shambles, which was described by one person forced to 8 hours at Luna Park yesterday. 13:24:10 if you're in the lineup and you wanted to audition for the new return to Channel 7's version of Australia's Got Talent. They even had priority tickets, one elderly woman said, but she was had to stand for over an hour.
Who's the judges in Australia's... I know Ricky Lee's hosting. She'll do a great job.
I think they've got Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, yeah,
superstar.
From Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, PCD.
That's a good get.
Manu, I believe.
Manu's doing the talent.
Love food, love dance.
Didn't we?
Is Manu? Manu is, isn't he?
Yeah, Manu. Shane Jacobson, who we love.
Oh, yeah, love Shane Jacobson.
Yep. One more.
And the other one we don't really know, do they? They're there in the entertainment industry, but we don't know who they are.
I'm looking at a photo. It might just be me, but I can't figure out
which
who
one
it is.
Which one?
There.
The girl?
Yeah. That might be me.
It's Jack Vidgen.
That's not Jack Vidgen. That's a woman in a dress.
I don't know who that is, but I tell you what, if you come out dressed as a beef bourguignon and do a dance,
Manu's going to give you 10 out of 10.
He'll be straight through. On the topic of Jack Vidgen, and I threw the name out there because linked to the article was some recent photos of Jack. You remember Jack Vidgen as a little fella?
I do. His
with
voice.
The blonde hair?
They need a Jack Vidgen for AGT, don't they? I mean, like a young kid with a huge voice.
I'd hate to say this to Whitney Houston. Jack Vidgen's got you there, mate.
It's a tough one, though, because if you've got a really good voice, you're not going for AGT, you're going for the voice, aren't you?
What's Jack Vidgen done to his lips?
Well, he's just... He's changed his appearance quite a bit, hasn't he?
I mean, that's Jack Vidgen as we knew it, like cute little blonde kid.
Well, he was about 12, 13 there.
Yeah. This is Jack Vidgen now. And he's got a very much a modern-day model look.
He does.
It's very LA. One of the photos looks like he's having a G&T and he's got a Larry Lungbuster in his hand. He's having a sports stick.
I know, because we still see him.
And as a little kid.
It's the same as Nikki Webster. Poor always. Nikki Webster. You still see Nikki as the Strawberry Kisses girl.
Yeah, hanging from the cable.
From the year 2000, but unfortunately they're a bit older now. You know, Jack's he can have
He can have his own choices. He can have his lip fillers. Do you know what? I'm all for saying if you don't like something, change it. I don't care what you look like, but if you're unhappy with something, change it.
Well, why not? And obviously, I mean, you've been talking about your appearance for years. What do you think about doing a Jack Vision? You know how we're going to do painting roulette in your house? You're selling your house, painting roulette.
Should I get my top lip done?
No, let's do plastic surgery roulette with Whipper.
Okay, chins or gut?
We get a wheel
love
in.
Handles or arms?
You, chins.
Okay, mate, this is not about me.
Cheeks. Lap band.
It's not about me.
We have had a call from, I think it's Dana. Dana in French's Forest. She was there yesterday, guys.
Dana, hello.
What was it like? Long day, Dana?
Hi. It wasn't really a long day. We got there about 5:30 and didn't get in until about 7.
Okay, got you. And were you there for... Oh, is that at night, Dana?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And how long did it go for?
We ended up leaving a little bit after 10 and there was still 3 acts to go. Long afternoon and night.
And what did you do?
I work in recruitment at Cox Patel.
Oh, got you. So, Dana, over the years, usually you've been locked in and you're not allowed out. So anyone who went there to watch the auditions, they're allowed to go if they wanted to?
Yeah, people were getting up and down all throughout the night. The ushers were getting quite frustrated, but it allowed people to get moved around. So we were up the back when we got there and we got moved to the front row.
Sorry, Dana, I thought you were in the line to perform. Like, I was about to say, what was your act? What did you do? I didn't realise you were in the audience.
No, in the audience, yeah.
What was the most unique audition you saw yesterday?
Unique, I would say it might have been one of the last acts we saw where this...
was reciting some reality TV, and it was a bit scary.
Yeah, hard to hear, mate. I don't know what happened. You put us on speakerphone or you went into the toilet.
She's on the radio. There's always, you know what, I'm crossing my fingers that there's an old bloke with a cowboy hat on and he plays music through a gum loaf.
And he's followed. He's got a dog that plays the spoons by his side.
Because you know what always happens as well? I feel sorry for them. They get through the first round.
Yep.
Cute, awesome, well done. And then after that, what do you come up with after that?
You know? What else can you do on your gum leaf?
Nothing. Bottle brush? Coming up next, I'll play something out of a bottle brush. Oh, he's got a Sturt Desert Pea on him today.
Look out. What's he going to do? Can you make that whistle?
Do a bit of Billie Eilish with that Sturt Desert Pea.
Sturt Desert Pea.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's what's amazing. He going? He's having a barky. Whippers. Hide and seek. All right, someone's been snuck into the booth, guys, which is exciting. As we stand here, we see the big cardboard cut out, a curtain covering a man or a woman and a microphone straight through, and they're about to perform.
You'd like to see that yourself live right now, Fitzy and Whipper's Instagram account and also Fitzy and Whipper's Facebook page. You can see this live. You can see the little booth that we've set up. It's like a kissing booth. Remember one that you did, Matty DeGroote?
No,
Tommy
it was Tommy Ivey sat in.
Yes.
And then we got anyone from Nova to come through, and I was the only one that took him up on the offer.
Yeah, but that kiss, good 3 seconds, 100%. That lip lock.
Yes, Tommy, a bit full on. That won't be happening today with this guest.
Can I ask the songs that the guest is about to sing?
Yes.
Do they relate to the guest? Or
they absolutely do. They are they're very good clues today. So you've got a good chance. You've got a good chance at guessing.
Yeah, but if they're a bad singer, we're going to make them sing 3 songs, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Can our audience help us out? So, Rosie, if anyone's got a suggestion, if you think you know who it is, send it through on the Instagram page. Yeah.
Smelling the aftershave that I think I'm picking up on, I'd say Richard Wilkins is back.
He's
just in, mate.
He's back with his second single from the 70s.
I can confirm it's not Dickie this morning.
Okay, all right. Are we going to do the first one,
yeah,
Tom?
Yeah, okay. Here so, Celebrity, take it away with your first song.
And she bangs, oh, baby, when she moves. I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee.
Awesome. Love this man.
Like every girl in the history, she bangs.
So there
don't
is,
give it away.
There is don't clue number one. Oh, that's clue number one.
Definitely, the lyrics to that song definitely give away who the person is, Tommy.
I think we need about 20 examples this morning, Tom.
All right, celebrity, take it away with song number two.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Thank God you said that.
Don't know where we were going to end up there. Now, can we just go to the third song? I need to hear it, Tommy.
Yeah, sure. Okay, song number three. Here we go.
Glory, glory to South Sydney. South Sydney marches on.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Oh, well.
I mean, it's so good to have Mike Munro, isn't it?
It is the magnificent Ray Martin. Ray Martin, come out, buddy! Yeah! Ray. Oh, Ray, do not knock that microphone over. Hi, buddy, how are you?
I'm good, please.
Mate, so good
just
to have you
awesome.
In. Do you get up on the karaoke every now and then after a few wines, Ray, or...?
Serious number of wines, not just a few. It's got to be a lot.
Okay. Exactly.
It's got to be a bucket.
Yeah, because there wasn't really any melody there, was it, Ray? You was sort of just saying the lyrics towards the end.
She bangs.
You're not very kind, though. You're not very kind.
In your...
Mate, it's one of those cases where my kids say, don't sing, don't dance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. Is there a song that you have done on karaoke?
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holy, Holly, okay.
Buddy Holly medley, and I'm just...
Have you heard that
Jive Bunny?
They're thinking about bringing out a Buddy Holly hologram, so you can go watch Buddy perform again.
No, is that right?
In a hologram. Yeah, would you go and do that, Ray?
Absolutely.
We'll organise tickets.
Dream.
Tommy,
can you do it?
Tommy?
Yeah,
Tommy.
I'm onto it. Yeah, anytime, Ray. Yeah.
In your storied journalistic career, have you ever broadcast the phrase, she bangs, oh baby, when she moves? Have you ever said it anything like that ever before?
I wonder whether Ricky Martin really knows the Australian side of that.
No.
I don't think when he sings it actually means what we think it means.
Ray, what about stories? Have there ever been stories you've refused to do? Like if you said, guys, I just don't think I'm the person to cover that.
Yeah, I probably
not. Do you knock back many?
No, I never used to.
Yeah.
But once we had a daughter, I felt I couldn't do child abuse stories.
Confronting things, yeah.
Used to pass it on to someone.
Exactly.
Else.
Yeah, sure.
I couldn't do those.
So you were always up for war-torn areas. You always put your hands up for those, right? Didn't you?
Absolutely.
It just to get away from the family then, didn't you?
Keeps marriages together. keeps marriages if you go away a lot.
Have you ever gone back, Ray? I'd love to know this with some of the big stories that you've done for 60 Minutes and that over the years. Have you ever gone back to areas and people that you've met and stories that you've done and you know, followed up that relationship that you had with them?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest complaint used to be in Current Affairs and 60 Minutes is that we do a story on someone and then whatever happened to that person.
Yeah,
so
right.
We made a point of going back, especially on ACA, going back regularly and see what had happened to people, you know, 30 years later. We did a story with a woman, the first woman in Australia who'd ever given birth. She was a quadriplegic. And,
yes.
She fell pregnant and been a quadriplegic since she was 13. Doctor said, don't fall pregnant. She did and decided to have the baby up on the Gold Coast. And we went back 30 years later and the little boy was born. And
wow.
She was born.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, fantastic.
I love that. And what, you just stayed at their house, Airbnb, Ray? Did you just stay for a holiday?
It was hugely expensive. Like, hugely.
Did you ever, I was watching the Eric Banner show the other day, remarkably, and Eric Banner used to do a cracking Ray Martin.
Mm.
Did you find that offensive or did you find that a compliment?
It was great fun. I did a nighttime show for his season and Eric was on just before he's about to become a superstar. And he came with a plastic wig.
Yep.
And we were on that series of shows. We were actually getting an item and charity and auctioning off for charity. And he brought the plastic wig and it fitted perfectly. That was the worst thing. The plastic hair was there.
It just worked too well, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Ray, you are here for a special cause, though. We've just been past this. Now, this is the Humpty Dumpty Balmoral
burn.
Are you doing the burn, Ray?
I'm doing the burn.
Do you do it every year?
No, I've never done it.
How are the calf muscles?
No, the calf muscles are fine, except Phil Kearns, who devised the idea, we've raised about $15 million with this burn. He devised it about 15 years ago, and he said, if you don't chuck up at the top, then you haven't tried.
Yeah, Tommy, you've done it, haven't you?
No, I've watched it.
How long is
it? We've held hands, haven't we?
How long is that street?
It's 420 metres.
Straight up.
It's like going up a brick wall.
Go, you good thing.
Do you know what the record is? So what's the quickest person doing it in, Ray? It'd be a couple of minutes, I'd say.
No, I think it's less than
Shervo,
that.
Because Shervo gives it an actual crack.
Does he?
He tries to sprint up there and throws up every time.
Nice. Yeah, does he really?
Yeah.
Jane Fleming, who's as, you know, skinny as that, as lean as that. Not skinny, she's fit. But she does it pretty quickly as well. But she says, no, you've got to be crazy. So I've been on the sideline. But we've got this. There's a young woman named Lauren who's 11. And she's had 130 operations. I think Guinness Book of Records over the years. Yeah. Spent half her life in hospital. She's now in great shape. And she... you never know. She's the brightest, happiest, fittest little girl.
Isn't that great?
So she's going to run with me and calls me Uncle Ray for some reason.
So
we're going to run. So that's along with probably a couple of thousand other people.
What a great effort, Ray.
We've raised about $30 million in the last 15 years, I said.
That's huge.
Out of that, and that's all people come out
of. As long as you don't sing, Ray, that's
it. So it's not this Sunday.
I sing at the end of it, mate, I promise.
It's next Sunday, May 26th, and if you want to get involved, it is a great cause. Go to balmoralburn.com.au. Ray Martin, legend. Thank you very much for coming in,
buddy.
Can
I come back and sing?
No. Anytime.
You and Richard Wilkins should come back.
Thanks, Ray. Good to see you, buddy. Appreciate it. Check this in with us on Nova.